welcome everyone to The Ride Home. It's great to have you join us today. And I want to begin this day by celebrating the opening of Fellowship Bentonville. We've had 2 weeks of services there. The first one was just packed. We had so many people coming and seeing what was going on and there for the first time. But this past week, it settled in a little bit more. We were able to get everyone in the building and everyone in the parking lot, and we were almost on time. But they're going to be making some slight changes here and there to make it more convenient for everyone. And you can watch for Mark Schatzman to get more information out to you about all that. But one of the things that happened that we're really excited about is even though Fellowship Bentonville was full, we didn't see a mass exodus to Bentonville from our Fellowship Mosaic and Fellowship Rogers campus and services on Saturday night and Sunday morning. As a matter of fact, they are very encouraged by the number of new families that they have seen. And so we are making more room for more people to experience what we have experienced over the years, and God has been good to us. But it's just great to have the building process over for now, and then we can do what we really love to do, and that's to minister to people. Today, we're going to focus on Psalm 107 with Lectio Divina. Now, what is that? Lectio Divina is a sacred lesson where we read the scriptures, we meditate and think about what we've read, we pray in that process, and then we contemplate what God is going to do. But I would like to change that just a little bit and use my own process that I use in my quiet time. It's read, pray, listen, and respond. We read the Word of God, and we pray back to God after reading His Word, knowing that He speaks to us through the Word of God. We listen for what He might be saying to us, and then we respond in some way to it. And Psalm 107 gives us several different movements for us to reflect on. It reviews God's actions in the experiences of His people, not only the people of Israel, but also us. And so I pray that you'll take your Bible and read or maybe just listen and see what God is saying to you. I'm going to be using the New Living Translation. It's a more modern translation or paraphrase, if you will, of the scriptures that you might find it's easier to apply to your life. So let's begin. Lord, we ask in these moments when we open your Word that you will open our hearts, engage our minds, lead us into your presence. Oh Lord, we thank you for your Word that speaks to us so clearly. We pray that we will hear you today as we focus on Psalm 107 together. Verse 1. Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. His faithful love endures forever. Has the Lord redeemed you? Then speak out. Tell others He has redeemed you from your enemies, for He has gathered the exiles from many lands, from east and west, from north and south. Let's contemplate those verses for just a moment. And then we'll pray over them. We do want to give thanks to God because He has been so good to us. And His faithful love, His chesed love, there's no other love like it. His chesed love endures forever. And then the question is asked, has the Lord redeemed you? If so, then speak out. Tell others He has redeemed you from your enemies. For He has gathered the exiles from many lands, from east and west and north and south. If the Lord has redeemed you, then we're to tell other people. We're to give witness to what God has done in our lives. We're to tell others that He has redeemed us from the enemy. And he has gathered people all around us from the east, west, north, and south. People that we can tell about him. Now take just a moment to think through those thoughts in this passage of Scripture. And then respond to God. Verse 4, some wandered in the wilderness, lost and homeless, hungry and thirsty. They nearly died. Lord, help, they cried in their trouble, and he rescued them from their distress. He led them straight to safety, to a city where they could live. Let them praise the Lord for his great love, and for the wonderful things he has done for them. For he satisfies the thirsty and fills the hungry with good things. Have you ever been at that place where you were wandering? Where you were just lost? Where you were spiritually hungry, maybe physically, but spiritually hungry and without hope? Have you ever been at that place? Israel experienced that during their wilderness wanderings. And they cried out to God as well, just like they had cried out to him during their slavery. And God delivered them. Does he care any less for you? I don't think so. In each of these sections, we will see how people cried out to God for help, and God came to their rescue. Maybe you're in that place right now where your soul is dry, and you need to cry out to God for help. He's promised to come. If we humble ourselves before him, God will always be there. He never turns his face away. Take a moment to pray and listen to what God might be saying to you, and then respond to it. Some sat in darkness and deepest gloom, imprisoned in iron chains of misery. They rebelled against the words of God, scorning the counsel of the Most High. That is why he broke them with hard labor. They fell, and no one was there to help them. Lord, help, they cried in their trouble. And he saved them from their distress. He led them from the darkness and deepest gloom. He snapped their chains. Let them praise the Lord for his great love and for the wonderful things he has done for them. For he broke down their prison gates of bronze. He cut their bars of iron. Verse 5. when we think of this passage, we think of those who are imprisoned. Imprisoned in iron chains of misery. You don't necessarily have to be behind bars to be imprisoned in misery. Some people are going through difficult, difficult times because they rebelled against the very words of God. And sometimes the hole that they've dug for themselves is deep and they think there's no way out. But there is. If we'll but cry out to God, He will be there to help us. He will save us from our distress and our deepest gloom. The Lord is able to snap the chains. Regardless of how big, regardless of how strong, God is always there, ready to help when we are ready to respond. Take a few moments to pray, to listen to God, and respond to Him. Perhaps you know of someone in a situation like this. It may not be you, but you can reach out to them. Let these words give you courage to do so. Verse 17. Some were fools. They rebelled and suffered for their sins. They couldn't stand the thought of food and they were knocking on death's door. Lord, help, they cried in their trouble, and He saved them from their distress. He sent out His word and healed them, snatching them from the door of death. Let them praise the Lord for His great love and for the wonderful things He has done for them. Let them offer sacrifices of thanksgiving and sing joyfully about His glorious acts. All of us have been foolish at one time or another. We've rebelled and we've suffered for our sin. But regardless of what it is, no matter how deep the pit, the Lord can lift you up out of the mud and mire and set your feet on a rock and put a new song in your mouth. Do you believe that? Do you believe that you're just too far gone? I remember walking with a man one night and talking to him about the Lord, and I got home and about an hour later he called me and he was weeping. And he asked me this. He said, "Do you really think God could save me?" And I said, "I know He can." And this gentleman has been His faithful servant ever since. God can save you as well. Even though you might have made foolish decisions and rebelled against God, He is there. He's waiting. Take a moment to pray about this, to listen to the Lord, and respond to Him. verse 23. Some went off to sea in ships, plying the trade routes of the world. They too observed the Lord's power in action, His impressive works on the deepest seas. He spoke and the winds arose, stirring the waves. Their ships were tossed to the heavens and plunged again to the depths. The sailors cringed in terror. They reeled and staggered like drunkards and were at their wits' end. Lord, help, they cried in their trouble, and He saved them from their distress. He calmed the storm to a whisper, and He stilled the waves. What a blessing was that stillness as He brought them safely to harbor. Let them praise the Lord for His great love and for the wonderful things He has done for them. Let them exalt Him publicly before the congregation and before the leaders of the nation. I remember being on the ocean one time when a storm arose. And what was a calm sea at one point was now a cauldron of boiling water. And the little boat we were on would rise to the crest of the waves and then fall to the bottom, and we could see the water above us. You see the majesty of God in those moments. As you're plunged into the depths and you cringe in terror. And to think that God is in control of all of it. When His disciples were with Him in the boat on the sea and the wind and the waves were blowing, and they were frightened. And all He had to say was, "Peace, be still." Is your life like that sea? Do you feel you're being tossed by the waves? Well, the Lord can bring calm. He can calm the storm to a whisper and still the waves and bring you into harbor. And then when He does, then the psalmist encourages us to praise the Lord for His great love and for all He's done. But it doesn't stop there. Let them exalt Him publicly before the congregation, before all who will listen. Let others hear of what God has done for you. Take a moment to pray about this if your life is storm-tossed right now. To pray to Him, listen to Him. And then what does God want you to do? Can you tell your story? Can you encourage someone else to tell their story of what God has done? There are others who will listen. Take a moment and talk to God about it. Listen and then respond. Verse 33. He changes rivers into deserts and springs of water into dry, thirsty land. He turns the fruitful land into salty wastelands because of the wickedness of those who live there. He also turns deserts into pools of water the dry land into springs of water. He brings the hungry to settle there and to build their cities. They sow their fields, plant their vineyards, and harvest their bumper crops. How he blesses them. They raise large families there, and their herds of livestock increase. When they decrease in number and become impoverished through oppression, trouble, and sorrow, the Lord pours contempt on their princes, causing them to wander in trackless wastelands. But he rescues the poor from trouble and increases their families like flocks of sheep. The godly will see these things and be glad, while the wicked are struck silent. Those who are wise will take all this to heart. They will see in our history the faithful love of the Lord. Our God can take the rivers and turn them into deserts. He can take springs of water and turn them into dry and thirsty land. But he can also do the opposite. He can turn the deserts into pools of water and the dry land into springs of water. I'm reminded of Isaiah 43, 18 and 19. Where the Lord says, "Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past." Can we learn from the past? Absolutely we can, but we don't have to dwell there. We don't have to live in the past. Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. And then he says, "See, I'm doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Don't you perceive it? I can make a way in the desert and streams in the wasteland." Our God is able to take the dry and thirsty desert and make it a pool of refreshing water where we can sow our lives and plant our vineyards and watch God bless. But when things get tough, when we go through trouble, oppression, and sorrow, the Lord is there. The Lord is there to rescue us from trouble and bring increase again. There's no doubt that other people around us, as they see God work in our lives where once we might have had success and now we have failure. Or maybe we felt like a failure and now God has brought us to a place of success. If we give credit to Him, if we live in His light, there's no doubt that people around us will see that. And they'll know that God is at work in our lives. Oh, some will say, "Oh, you're just lucky." But we know differently. And we can testify to what God has done in our lives. In verse 43, he says, "Those who are wise will take all this to heart." And then he says, "They will see in our history the chesed love, the faithful love of God." And most certainly we see that with Israel. As the children of Israel rebelled against God time and time again, we see God's chesed, faithful, steadfast love expressed to them. It's true of us as well. Take a moment and pray about this, about God's bounty and about those dry times in your life. Pray about that. Listen to Him. And then respond to Him. Because I assure you, others are waiting to hear your story. Lord, I thank you for giving us the opportunity to read your word today, to talk to you, to listen to you, and respond to you. Oh Lord, I pray that we will take your word and put it into action, that we will see in your word your mighty deeds, and we can also remember our failures and the times we've come up short. But Lord, you have always been there for us, and you've promised that you always will be. You've promised that you will never leave us, that you will never forsake us. Oh Lord, give us that assurance and help us to stand firm on those promises. And remind us, Lord, that regardless of where we've been or what we've done, your arms are open wide and are waiting for us to come home. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you for listening today and for being a part of this podcast. And I pray God's word blesses you beyond measure. I pray you'll have a good week. Go out there and make a difference. God bless you.